Chaka Khan is one of the rare artists who is known not just as a great singer, but as a great song lyric.
Chaka, 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 chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan.
Of course, that's the hook for I Feel For You, Khan's smash hit in 1984. The song brought her to a whole new audience of fans of what was then a new genre, a little something called rap. But that's not unusual because over her four-decade-long career, she's been winning fans over into just about every genre, from disco to soul to jazz. She's won 8 Grammy Awards, but she hasn't been in the studio for a while. But now she's back with a new album, Funk This. Chaka joins us now from our studios at NPR West in Culver City, California. Chaka Khan, welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
So what's it like being a lyric? Is it fun? Mm. Is it like having your face on a $50 bill, or is it annoying? Like you can't go to the Gap to get some jeans, and people who can't sing want to go, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Well, the one thing that is the one thing that is annoying, but you know, I have to not look at it that way. I had to train myself. When I got so mad, you know, one day I said, "This is ridiculous. This is a form of homage."
But do people like walk up to you on the street?
Yeah, and they say my name 3 or 4 times. I'm like, once is sufficient. It's like, you know, but I knew that when Arif put that rap on there,
Did you really?
I had like a, some sort of epiphany that this is going to impact me in some. Made your way.
So talk to me about funk. How did funk come to be? It's like, it's not quite blues. It's not quite
soul. Okay. Let's say funk. You know what funk
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
I think funk is uniquely American black music. Its mother was this music that the slaves sang when they came from the motherland. Thus came gospel. I think that mix of gospel and jazz and blues is probably what funk is. In my mind, when I sing it, I don't know what the heck. You know, let's say that funk is the mixture of the color blue and red.
Interesting.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
So what was your inspiration for this CD? What got you started?
Part of it was I was passively aggressively looking for a label for the last 10 years since I left Warner Brothers. So finally, BMG, Sony came to me and were interested in signing me.
I was wondering why you stayed out of the studio for so long. Yeah. I wasn't sure whether it was because you didn't want to record or you were interested in other things.
Well, I was definitely, you know, working on the road, but I was doing other things as well. You know, it gave me time to make a few, you know, life adjustments for the better. And, you know, I had to work on myself a bit, too. Because I was, you know, I didn't really know where I stood, almost as a human being on this planet. I was unsure of my path in life, what it was really about, why I was here. But inside, I really didn't know. I was just, you know, a coward. too cowardly to step up to the plate and go on, you know. And it was one of those situations that I decided to really just make up my mind. Look, okay, it's all or nothing. And it has to be that way with anything.
Do you think you were hiding behind your big voice? I mean, you've got this big, powerful gift that most people don't have. And do you think that you kind of relied on that gift to the exclusion of working on other things?
Oh, yeah, Chaka Khan was a big barrier, whom I had to get out of the way. I had to push her to the back to get to Yvette, you know? Mm-hmm. That girl that was with Rufus in 73 when I had my first hit. You know, I had to get back to her because she's my core. And I've been ignoring her for many, many years. But Yvette is the most important. And I had to acknowledge her, apologize to her for ignoring her. And I got this inner strength back, you know? I really did. I got this something new on. That's new. Not really new, but old, and that came back.
You know, you got a cut on your album that seems to speak to that. It's called Super Life. Shall we play
exactly.
a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Wanna play a little?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Did we take it all so lightly? How did we get climatized? I don't know. On the 9 o'clock news nightly, genocidal babies. I can't believe my eyes. Watch me now.
Now, this is the last track on your new album, Funk This, and I was actually going to play it last, but since we were talking about, you know, all the sort of changes you're making in your life, is this a kind of a celebration of the new you?
Absolutely.
The new old you?
Absolutely. And actually, it was the first song that Ricky Rouse and I composed for the CD, and it sort of set the course in the right direction.
Oh, that's terrific. That's great. You know, I hope you don't mind my bringing it up, because I've been reading up on you, and I understand that, you know, it has been a tough couple of years. I mean, you had this situation with your son, Damien, who was mm-hmm. on trial for murder, and ultimately he was acquitted. But that had to have been a very difficult experience. It would certainly be a difficult experience for anybody. I don't know.
Well, you know, it was more about me than it was about him, which is sick. This was a bum situation, and it was crap, all based on crap and lies. But I had to suit up and show up every morning and be in that courtroom. You know, I had to change my life. You know, sometimes it takes, you know, a horrible experience to galvanize, you know, a family. Also, you know, I learned a lot about myself and about him and about, you know, I started paying attention to a lot of things that I didn't want to think about.
Like what?
You know? Oh, I used to have extreme guilt about having when other people didn't have. And, you know, there are things you can do to help people. You know, my heart's virtue is to empower the young and the innocent. So that's what I'm about. Mm-hmm. So everything I do has to have something to do with that.
One of the things I noticed about this latest CD, besides, you know, you're known for some great collaborations. You've been known for that, you know, throughout your career. But this latest CD has a really attention-getting track on it, this time with a great R&B singer, Mary J. Blige. The track is Disrespectful. I'd love to play a little bit of that.
Oh, okay.
You know, Mary J. is also known as an artist who's been through a lot, you know, and really...
She's been through the fire.
Been through the fire. Yes, indeed. I was wondering if that was one of the reasons you were drawn to each other for this track.
The fact that we went through the fire made this track possible.
How did it come together?
Actually, she wrote it. When I went in to work with Jamin Lewis... Terry pulled up this track that...
I'm sorry, just to clarify, the CD's produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, who are well-known, you know, for their work with Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, Usher, and so forth.
Right. Well, anyway, he said, let me play something for you. So he pulled it up, and he said, this is... when we were there writing with Mary, she wanted to write it like a Chaka Khan kind of song. So they came up with this track for her, and it didn't end up going anywhere. Anyway... She had her vocal down already, and I just inserted my vocals, you know.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, it is. It's like we're there together. Uh-huh. And we are together in spirit in a big way.
I remember. When you used to love me. I remember when you
do you think have been some of your most rewarding collaborations?
Well, Miles Davis. After that, I was like, okay, I could quit.
What was
now.
That like?
Amazing. He and I were very good friends. And I'm actually the only, singer he worked with. Besides, I think Prince and him did some stuff. But there's no other female singer that did anything with Miles. And he compared my voice to his horn. And that's the highest compliment I think I've ever gotten.
One of your longest friendships, of course, is with Prince. I Feel For You, another huge hit, was a track on one of his albums. Now, you've appeared on his albums, and he produced your 1998 Come To My House. And now in this album, you're covering another Prince song, Sign of the Times. You want to play a little bit of that? Let's hear a little bit of that.
Why not?
In France, skinny man died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, this girl ran, came across a needle. Soon she did the same. At home, there's 17-year-old boys, and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun.
This track got my attention for a lot of reasons. Number one, a lot of the songs on the album are about, love and, the usual, the classic themes. And this is right out of the headlines. So I was wondering a couple of things, which is, are you feeling something political? Is there something on your mind? Or is this a tribute to the friendship with Prince? Or
no,
what's going on?
Look at the world. Come on. It's just nuts. And what else can you talk about, man? But how we are like... turning this place into a veritable graveyard.
Is there something in particular that got you thinking about this? Do you follow politics, or is there something that happened that made you think, I have to say something about this, I have to speak on it?
Well, I have a foundation called the Chaka Khan Foundation, and we deal with women and children in crisis. And I've adopted a middle school in Compton, Charles Drew, and I'm going to stick with these kids for 6 years until they go into college. In that time, I plan to take them all over the planet, if I can, as many places as I can. And then at the end of the 6 year, 10 year, just to make sure that they go to the colleges of their choice and help them with that.
So it sounds in a way it's like you're personally hopeful, but when it comes to the broader community, society, you have a sense of pessimism. Is that right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, not pessimism. I just kind of know we need the kind of power system that we need has to come from us as a people. And so little of it has to do with who's elected. You dig? Because no matter who is elected, there are certain things that need to be in place and that we need to fix. And only we can fix, as people in our communities.
Well, speaking of things that need to get fixed, we're not going to have to wait another 10 years for another album from you, are we?
No, I don't think my new label will let me do that.
And busy.
Plus, I've got a treasure trove of stuff that I've written.
Really?
And I'd also like to re-release some of the CD that Prince and I did together. I don't think they got proper exposure. I've recorded a couple of CDs in the 10 year time that I was away, or off the scene, or not on the airwaves. And I plan to use some of that material, too.
So. Oh, that sounds great. We'll look forward to it. I don't think my producers and the listeners would forgive me if I didn't play a little bit of Tell Me Something Good. I'm not sure they're going to let me out of here in one piece, so I think I need to play a little bit of that. So.
All right.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me.
really have a question about that. Just tell me something good about what you're going to do next.
Well, right now I'm getting really great response with the CD. Amazing. It's doing better right now than the I Feel For You album, a CD did.
Wow.
So things are looking very good with the CD. So I'm going to do a world tour. I'm also going to do a part in The Color Purple.
Wow.
That I'll start on Broadway in New York, starting in January through to April.
What part are you going to play?
Sophia.
Oh.
Who else?
Who else
could I play? Well, I could play. I could play Shook. In fact, you know, when the movie was coming out, Steven Spielberg did ask me to play Shook, but I was busy doing other things. Anyway, so here comes back around full circle.
How about and that? What shall we play as we say goodbye and thank you for your time? What shall we play for the album to sing you out?
How about Back in the Day?
Guess I grew up fast in Chi-Town. School out, been up, homework, lights out. Mama was strict about them kids running in and out. Street lights, bitch, better be in that house. Oh, 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 back in the day.
Okay, back in the day. Chaka Khan, her new album is Funk This. She was kind enough to join us from our studios at NPR West in Culver City.
And it was my pleasure.